John Rogers' sculpture tells the vivid story of two wounded Union soldiers who have been ordered to move to the rear of a Civil War battlefield. Curator Thayer Tolles.
Rogers depicts this moment where the standing soldier looks back in defiance and he is opening up the small pouch on his belt to pick out another cartridge to load up his rifle and fire one more shot. Now, of course, it would be interesting to think how this whole scene plays out, but what Rogers does is to provide the viewer with lots of anecdotal detail so he or she can, in effect, complete the story for themselves. One of the details that I like the most are the veins in the left hand of the standing soldier. They're so realistic. Everywhere you look in this piece, there's little stories unfolding.
This sculpture is a bronze master model used to produce inexpensive plaster casts, which Rogers sold for between $10 and $15 apiece.
Rogers did more than any other sculptor in the late 19th century to make sculpture available to a middle-class audience. He was very much a sculptor for the people. And while he aspired to create loftier themes, literary themes, those were not the subjects that the people wanted. They wanted scenes from everyday life. And what he did was monumentalize these everyday occurrences in three-dimensional form.